Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob, and happy new year to our Orthodox listeners.
Oh, for sure. I'll take a happy new year for as long as they keep doling them out.
And we love to answer listener questions. We have a fan letter, Bob. Many thanks to you, Bob and Jim, for answering my burning question regarding T-bills in last week's episode. I just wanted to be sure, since I've been buying them by the truckload, I am grateful to have the opportunity to ask such questions and actually get them answered. Seems they might have asked other people with websites and podcasts and they didn't get answers. I've been intently listening to and benefiting from Bob's historical perspective since 2004. Thank you very much. Happy 2023.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, obviously going to cash is our view, is liquidity is going to become very important. It is becoming important already. So,
and a question from John in Victoria. Hi, just wondering, if the general market sell off this year, won't gold stocks sell off with the general market stocks, because stocks are stocks? All stocks are sold, gold stocks or general market stocks. So will gold sell off too?
Yep. The gold stocks will go up and down with the big market, but on the rallies, the gold will outperform. So this is what we're looking for. The longer position, you want to have some golds in your portfolio, and then when they're overbought, like the sector's had a good run and getting a little overbought. Not that I'd call for everybody to trade out here, but for nimble traders. So, but the main thing is that the big game in equities over the next few years will be gold stocks outperforming the S&P. And when you got that, and this is the part I like, is that there will be fund managers out there who normally wouldn't consider positioning golds. But you get a couple of quarters where they're outperforming the S&P, these guys would have to buy the gold stocks to get in on the hot sector. So long distance, it looks really good, and there will be some trades in between.
When I lived in Winnipeg, where the Royal Canadian Mint is, you could actually get a brick of gold for free. The trick was, during the tour, that the beveled bars were the broadside down, and the tour guide said, if you can lift that up, I'll give you that solid gold brick. Now, it weighs, I don't know what, 70 pounds, Bob? Something like that? 50 kilos? So,
I've got a couple of replica kilo bars, and they're heavy, and they've got a really good shine on them. Like, they look like gold, and they got all the stampings on it, like four nines, like 99.99% pure and that sort of stuff. But I got those ages ago from the World Gold Council when they were subscribers, and, they'd been out of sight for a while, and then I've brought them out, and I got them on the kitchen sink, and so far the cleaning lady hasn't figured out what they are, but I'll tell her that they are replicas, not a real kilo bar of gold. So
Well, you have a very trustworthy cleaning lady if she hasn't taken
them. Oh, yes, yeah.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye today. The first one is Tesla stock sinks after company cuts prices in China. And the latest off our Bloomberg feed today, Tesla is also cutting prices in Canada and the U.S.
Yeah, and then also, and I didn't post it, but there was a subsequent headline from China that those who had bought Teslas recently at higher prices were protesting the lower prices. So the company's in a mess. And we took a look at a number of these electronic vehicle stocks, and they've been dying since last summer. And only recently as the lithium, that's been the rage, lithium carbonate. Anyways, it's been the rage. And it set a high, as I wrote it up, very round numbers, 600,000 in the middle of November, and it's now down to 500,000. And so we're watching this. Maybe it'll do a little bounce up and then roll over, but it would be very nice to make the call on lithium heading down. But the sector's been a disaster since summer. So, but I think the fad for electronic vehicles is fading.
The original automobile was electric. But
there were some electric cars built, yes. And one that was in large production was the Baker Electric. And in the prosperous areas of Manhattan in 1911, 1912, there was, a thousand of them or so, because they were very handy. And with people in their grand houses in Midtown, and they could plug them in. They were lead-acid batteries, so there was nothing too complicated. And they were very good for going shopping in rather than doing long-distance tours. So, yeah, at one time there were more Baker Electrics than any other car on the road.
In the late 1800s, New York City Hall did a study, and at the time horses were the way everybody moved their cargo and moved people. And they said every day, tens of thousands of tons of horse manure hit the streets. And because we get 50,000 more people a year moving into the city, by the year 1900, the city will be buried because we can't get it out fast enough under horse manure.
Yep.
50, 60 feet of it. We can't get.
Oh, yeah. No, it was an issue at the time.
Yeah.
Downtown in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Ages ago, a guy had this property and it was, like maybe for Eaton's or Hudson's Bay or something, it was where they kept their delivery vans and horses, downtown Vancouver. I imagine it's all developed now, but even the 1940s in Vancouver, delivery at home was by horse and van. That'd be bread wagons and milkmen, and in the summer, the Iceman. So, anyways. Tell me about it.
Yes, and on the prairies, those horse droppings became the pucks that kids used in the wintertime because they were frozen. Headline, Goldman Sachs to start cutting thousands of jobs.
Oh, yeah. That's a headline, I'll tell you. Now, that was preceded, and we might have mentioned it a few weeks ago, with the usual Christmas bonuses were not that big, or if at all, and then now it's followed up by brokerages laying off workers.
Bank of Canada says it's going to lose $8.8 billion over the next few years. It's never lost money before. How come, Bob? They set the rates. You think they could make money out of it?
Yeah, well, we're in early stages of a contraction.
Headline, some ocean shipping rates are collapsing.
Oh, yeah. They were straight up And now they are. I think the title, the headline is right. Collapsing is the word. So
now, does that mean less is being shipped as even as we're getting our supply chain organization back
together? Yeah, it's the
usual.
Suddenly, there weren't enough shipping containers. Now there's too many.
I wonder if they made too many, or the ones that they had deliberately left ashore. Because for a while, it was kind of a scandal that China was shipping goods to Canada and the U.S. and then not collecting the empty containers to give the illusion that there was lots of supply on dock.
Oh, yeah, that's when they had containers stacked up at San Diego port and whatnot. But that's all cleared now. It's all over, so.
And tech industry reversal intensifies with a new round of layoffs.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's a contraction.
Oh, yeah, and getting back to Goldman Sachs, apparently the big buzz around their office wasn't the layoffs, but the fact that they had stopped supplying free coffee to the office workers.
That's a good one.
Hitting people where it hurts the most.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the last place I worked at, we all put in $10 a month towards the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The big issue was the people who left their dirty cups laying around everywhere.
Yeah, there's always those.
Headline, China deflation pressures worsen as economy slumps. Deflation. There's a word we haven't heard for a bit.
Yeah, we've had the huge inflation rage with all the shortages and everything else. And that sort of peaked in May, June, and the CRB commodity index is down. You've had quite a weakness in copper, but copper got oversold and has been rallying, and some of the mining stocks have been doing well. But these are trading opportunities. We've been looking for. We got the disaster. And then now since December the 8th, we've been looking for some positive items into the first quarter. So this is definitely showing up in base metals and the base metal miners. Maybe recently now the gold sector is a little overbought. The other one is the dollar index, which became very, very overbought on the panic last fall, and when it got up to 114.75, and our indicators went tilt. But it's still weakening. That's now down below 103 on the DX. So I think we should watch this one for possible stability.
Headline, IRS audits target working middle class over the rich.
Yeah. Yeah, this is class warfare going on whereby people in various levels of government, Department of Justice, IRS, in this case the IRS, have identified ordinary people as enemies, and they're really working them over. And then even the Biden administration was going to arrange the funding to add 87,000 new employees to the IRS specifically to get ordinary people. So this is, again, the warfare between authoritarians and ordinary folk. But this is coming to an end. There were some other headlines about the Republicans on the conservative side are really strongly opposed to this. And there is even within this conservative faction, within the Republicans, is they're working on a bill to get this, abolish the IRS, get rid of income taxes, and just rely upon taxing trade and items and stuff like that. But I can remember reading articles about when income tax was introduced to fund World War I. Philosophically, there was quite opposition to it. They think it was ethical to tax the money before it got into your hands. It was quite fine to tax you know, items, trade, customs, tariffs, duties, all that sort of stuff, because the government's got to get money from somewhere. But income tax was considered a immoral, unethical abomination. And perhaps we might see some more articles about that. Wouldn't it be great if the U.S. dumped the Internal Revenue System? Well, Canada would have to follow with income taxes as well. Hey, but a good step, Jim, would be to get rid of capital gains taxes. I was trading, in Canada, the capital gains came in 1972. And when you were trading things before that, it was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, all the gain you made was yours. You didn't have to share it with the government. So, yeah, hey, let's talk it up. Get rid of capital gains tax.
Canadian income tax was introduced during the First World War to help pay for the war. It only applied to the top 5% of earners, and it was called a temporary tax. So apparently we're still paying for the First World War.
Yeah.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yep, Jim, always good to be with you, and we're looking forward to next week. And we hope that the markets are interesting.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.